Mr. President, Mr. Haldeman.
All right.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We've just covered the whole ground here. We can't talk about it at all, but we've got the deal with Irvin, apparently.
Yeah.
And the way he wants it done is by a Flanagan letter to the chairman, and we'll do that, deliver it to the chairman tomorrow morning when he returns. And now we spent some time on the next phase, which is to figure out how to avoid Gleason in another way, and there may be some opportunity to do that now.
How is that?
Well, on the basis of the stack up of witnesses, and the general feeling is that Flanagan should be the last witness, if possible, that we want to put him on Thursday and then close the thing down after him. And they've got enough others backed up and enough maneuvering to do that they may be able to avoid Gleason at all.
Yeah.
And failing that, they're thinking about working on a written interrogatory, which would be infinitely preferable to Gleason appearing.
Mm-hmm.
Because we could handle the questions and the answers then.
Well, to what extent is the opposition pressing for Gleason?
We're
trying to explore that.
Not too much. Although there was a strong maneuver today to issue a subpoena for him, but apparently didn't materialize.
Yeah.
And what they wanted apparently was to get Gleason in today when Teddy was in the chair.
Hmm.
But they don't seem to have the same degree of zeal for getting him up tomorrow. And Gleason has told them he couldn't come today, but has said he'd be happy to come tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with all this going, what they'll do is move, hopefully, with the chairman to an executive session tomorrow morning to review, mm-hmm. because the Flanagan letter will lay out the basis on which he would agree to testify and say, please advise me if the committee wishes me to appear on mm-hmm. this basis.
Right.
And so they'll go into executive session to consider that.
Yeah.
And hopefully take some time, because hopefully Kennedy and Tunney will object, which we would like, because we want an argument. The more time, more stalling we can do now, the better off we are.
Yeah, well, then we should talk for a long time, too.
So our guys will stall in the executive session also, debate all this. And then...
That's very good.
Then they get a decision that they do want to hear Flanagan, and we get that news out tomorrow, and that's a good shot for us.
Mm-hmm.
On the basis that Flanagan's agreed to come, and he wipes aside executive privilege in the process, which is what Irvin wants him to do. I say it isn't a question of executive privilege in this case because it relates to my dealings at the request of the Justice Department Antitrust Division,
and
not my service to the President,
right?
Or my advice to the President. And
right.
Irvin had a press conference this afternoon after Ramsden is up there testifying now, the expert that Flanagan brought in.
Yeah.
And Irvin has had a press conference which follows this because he's saying, based on the Ramsden testimony, this intensifies the need to have Flanagan. It's imperative now that we have Peter Flanagan. In other words, he's putting up a thing of, I will not be satisfied with anything except getting Peter Flanagan up here.
Right.
So he's putting the focus on Flanagan in order to diminish the focus on the, you know, mm-hmm. Timmons and Ehrlichman and all that.
Well, has he agreed, though, that
here is Irvin's agreement. First of all, number one, there will be no other White House witnesses.
Right.
Number two, he will support Kleindienst out of the committee. He will support the closing of the committee hearings on the 20th as the Byrd Amendment, or Byrd motion requires
right.
on Thursday. He will take no part in a filibuster, and he will support Kleindienst on the floor when it goes to the floor and in the report that goes to the floor on the 27th.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he says to Clark, he is very anxious, most anxious, to avoid a confrontation with the President on this sensitive constitutional question. But as the record stands in the committee now, we have to have Flanagan. This is a change of position on Irvin's part.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's exactly sure why.
Yeah, that's what I wonder. Yeah.
Well, that's
it may
still
be
a snake in the wood pile.
He may, do they think maybe he's concerned about his own...
Could be the problem of his own thing, where he's on a sticky wicket, which is one part of it. Or it could be the pressure from Fannin, who has gone to work on him on the basis that he's committing an unconscionable act in holding Kleindienst hostage to the executive privilege question.
Mm-hmm.
And
good.
So now, on the Gleason thing, they're, as I said, taking a series of moves to try to avoid getting Gleason in at all. And Mitchell's going to work with the chairman on that, they're going to work with Hruska to try and move it the other way. And they've got Hruska scared because apparently Gleason's got something that involves Hruska.
Sure, he probably contributed to Hruska.
Exactly. So they've reminded him of that. So Roman's all of a sudden remembered that it'd be good not to have him there. And then John Dean's meeting with Gleason's lawyer in just a little while to go over getting some things straightened out with him. And then they're going to meet with our senators on the chance that if Gleason does testify, how our senators want to handle the inquiry. The problem is, you got, which I hadn't really thought about, but you got Birchbeigh and Tunney on the committee, and Burdick.
Yeah.
Well, Burdick and Tunney, I guess, are the two that were badly stung by.
Yeah, because they, that's right. Yeah.
They know it. So they
do know that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But that isn't going to, under the germaneness rule, Gleason's lawyer is apparently solid. At least our guys feel he is. He's solidly with us, mm-hmm. and will, even though we can't count on Gleason, we apparently can count on his lawyer.
And he'll object to the question?
He will object to the questions and raise the germaneness point.
Well, our committee people should do that.
They will also. But
yeah. I see.
Go both ways. They'll support him, and they'll raise it. So the waterfront has been pretty well covered.
Yeah.
I think.
And okay.
They're now drafting the letter for Flanagan to the chairman. Flanagan gets back late tonight. He'll sign it, and then they'll deliver it to the chairman in the morning. Chairman doesn't get back till late tonight either. So that's where it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think, well, I don't know.
What the hell?
Yeah. It doesn't matter whether we're better off or not. This
not a thing we can do about it. So what the hell? If Fervin's agreed to the thing, and then the main thing is to have a hell of a filibuster tomorrow on the part of our people.
Fannin sat in with McGregor in his meeting with Ervin, which I think is good, because Ervin then can't disavow anything he said to McGregor.
What is the situation that you mean, Tunney and they think that Tunney will object to Tunney and Kennedy to limiting it to...
To limiting the Flanagan testimony. They'll want to go on a fishing expedition on Flanagan, and so they'll object to the conditions, but that won't matter because we have the votes.
Ervin will vote with him.
Ervin will vote with him, and so will Byrd.
Yeah. Well, has Byrd agreed to go along on this?
Well, Ervin will deliver Byrd, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And because it fits the Byrd motion of germaneness anyway.
Right.
So Byrd is in a good position to go along with it. If we get Ervin and Byrd, we're okay.
Right.
With the solid Republican votes, and then if we may or may not have Matthias, nobody counts him. I mean, Clark just never counts Matthias, which is very wise.
Very wise, right. You never can count
him. Actually, we've gotten him as it goes along, but...
Yeah, but it's better not to count him.
He does all his planning on the basis of not having him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's a good battle.
So that's where that all stands.
But I really think that the best thing is to have one hell of a filibuster on the part of our people tomorrow. Don't have a vote too early.
That's right.
Let them take the whole day on it.
Yep.
What other witnesses have they got for Wednesday?
They've got Reinecke and Gillen Waters, and they've got this guy Stewart from San Diego.
Is that before Gleason?
Well, Stewart supposedly is before Gleason, and then next, theoretically, is Gleason. But their thought is maybe they can keep Stewart, if they run through the executive session in the morning, and keep Stewart on all afternoon. Then that puts Gleason off to Wednesday, and then they've got Gillen Waters and Reinecke and...
Yeah, but they can't get them ahead of Gleason, though.
Well, I think they can. And that's up to the chairman.
Well, can Mitchell talk to the chairman?
Yes,
and get them
that's what he's going to do.
And on what ground is Mitchell? Does he let the chairman in on the deal?
Pretty much so.
He has to tell him that what he wants.
To a degree.
Yeah.
They got other things to gain from the other witnesses. Also, they're talking about, and I don't know whether it's a good idea, they're going to decide. Gleason may just leave town tomorrow night. See, Gleason has a letter filed saying he'd be happy to testify tomorrow.
Yeah.
Now, if they don't call him tomorrow,
yeah,
he's in a pretty good position to be gone. And then if they call him on Wednesday, his lawyer can say, geez, he sat here all day yesterday waiting.
Yeah.
He didn't call him, so he's gone off to
particularly if he doesn't have a subpoena.
That's right.
He just goes off.
That's right, because it's only a request up to now.
Yeah.
And then we've only got Wednesday and Thursday to ride through.
They'll want to take all day Thursday on Flanagan, won't they?
I would think so. And then they've got to go into their closing thing. See, they'll have to go into executive session on a motion not to close.
Yeah.
Because Kennedy will obviously move to try and keep the hearings open.
Good. Okay.
Now, that motion will fail if Irvin sticks with his deal.
Right. Right. Okay, fine.
So,
I think they've done a fine job.
We'll see.
Let's just see what happens. Do the best they can.
Okay.
Now, if that is, if you're pretty much wrapped up with that, I had a couple of ideas with regard to the Vietnam thing that I'd like to discuss. And but let's leave the others. Colson's working on this, is he now?
No, he doesn't really have anything to do on it now. If you want Colson on Vietnam,
well, what about McGregor?
Clear. McGregor is working on it because he's working on the Flanagan letter.
Mm-hmm.
I'd leave McGregor on this for the time being.
Yeah. I don't want to interfere with either one, Bob. It isn't that important because I don't really need
Colson. There's no problem. He's not on this now. He's back on Vietnam.
Yeah. Well, you come on over, and I'll talk to you a little, and then I'll see whether we need Colson to ride through, because it's better that he keep riding herd. He's working on Vietnam anyway, isn't
right.
he, today?
Yes, sir.
Well, good. He may have covered all the bases. Thank you.
Okay.